Welcome back to a brand new episode of Goth Girl Horror, the Hack Slash Podcast. Our first episode returning in a couple months after a bit of a break to start the mini-series Back to School by Zoe Thorogood from the creators of It's Lonely at the Center of the Earth. This is a brand new mini-series that debuted earlier this year and is now collected in trade paperback. It's Lonely at the Center of the Earth is an autobiographical novel by Zoe Thorogood that has won multiple awards. And Tim Seeley hired her to work on Hack Slash, this new miniseries from Image Comics. And we're going to talk about it. It's just me for the first episode, but we might have guests for the other episodes. I want to go over some of the credits in the issue. Story and art by Zoe Thorogood. Hack Slash created by Tim Seeley and Stefano Caselli. Cover A by Zoe Thorogood. Cover B by Tim Seeley and Carlos Bedelia. Cover C by Stefano Caselli. The Walking Dead variant cover by Tim Seeley and Carlos Bedelia. Production by Drew Gill. I actually have the Tim Seeley cover, which has Cassie sitting below the three new characters that are in the book. This was an introduction to new characters in the Hack Slash universe and kind of a bridge in the early days of Hack Slash shortly after my first Maniac. This is also, of course, the 20th anniversary of Hack Slash, if you're not aware. It was 20 years ago that Hack Slash was created by Tim Seeley and Stefano Caselli, so many years ago. Hack Slash returns this time with an untold tale of the early days of Cassie and Vlad, as I explained, and is she's only getting used to her man partner Vlad now, and when she's drawn into a new case involving a murderous bunny mascot, dead kids, and an entire squad of misadjusted teenage killer serial killer hunters. And it's a completely new chapter in this long-running series. As I said, some of the other cool covers that are here by Zoe Thorogood and Stefano Caselli. The one by Stefano Caselli has the girls surrounding Cassie as they're all dressed in the school uniforms with a puppy dog, which looks super cute. And then an image by Zoe Thorogood, which has Cassie versus... Stefano Caselli Walking Dead cover has Vlad fighting the zombies of Michonne, and Michonne and Cassie going at it with each other. I actually kind of like that cover a lot, too. If I ever see that cheap, I'll definitely have to pick it up. So in the first issue, we're introduced to three new characters. Maybelle, the resident tech girl, the blonde ditzy Boo, and the gothic sword-wielding Sam, who are all studying under the tutelage of the Hunter's Academy headmaster, Darla Ritz. And this is set in around, like, 2003, I think, before the main timeline of the series. Now, of course, Cassie doesn't exactly age in real time either, otherwise she would be in her 40s. She's about the same age as me when she was created, so 23 years old. We open up with a girl drawing on the wall, and we have the depictions of her parents killed alongside her, a couple murdered by their own daughter. The news headline reads right below. Cassie and Vlad are at a burger joint just getting used to their new patrons, just getting used to each other as friends. They have not known each other that long. This is after they have met, after the Vlad origin story issue. Cassie, of course, is still reeling with the events of her mother, as she has plenty of flashbacks to them, envisioning the evil bunny killing people. And, of course, the bunny is killing people, but she's only thinking about her mother. And that's when, of course, we meet the headmaster, Darla Ritz, who comes in wielding a chainsaw, a pink dress, fishnets, and an eye patch over an eye that has been clearly scarred up. And she's got a very old grandma badass look to her. Probably not grandma as much as probably a woman in her like late 40s or 50s. And of course, she has also got a boa and a leopard skin jacket. This burger joint they're having him eating at is also pretty cool. Hunters for Hire, Darla Ritz's Academy for Girls, I think is a rather unique and cool idea for Cassie to learn a little bit more about her self and her hunting skills. We get a very kind of like typical girl school look and attitude to these girls. With their just absolute ridiculous Catholic schoolgirl, but more anime-style outfits. I mean, we have a tentacle monster that has captured one of the girls, hanging her upside down as her skirt and flails backwards, as well as her breasts. It's a little silly, but it's definitely influenced heavily by anime. I absolutely love it. There's one thing that they do draw each of these girls slightly different, or Zoe does, at least. Giving them all unique and different personalities. That's the other thing, is that Zoe Thorogood is the artist and writer on this issue from beginning to end. The way she lays out her panels, one particular scene, when Vlad chases after the doggy, we have a 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 different panel grid, and it's something incredibly unique that she's able to draw that ability and that small, even if it's on the giant poster boards, and she kind of shrinks it down for the comic book, I think it's rather unique that the amount of detail and story that's able to be displayed in it really conveys and helped move the story along. We do get a lot of journalistic entries in here, so I'm kind of wondering if possibly she took, you know, some ideas from classic literature, because a lot of people in it would write in journal entries in books back in like the 1800s, for example, obviously for horror, Dracula. Cassie passes through the hallway and sees Return of the Living Dildos, Slasher Sisters 2, Bonded by Blood, My Life as a Zombie Cheerleader, It's Lonely at the Cabin in the Woods, and other films that star Darla Ritz. And she finds out that Darla Ritz was a B-movie scream queen, obviously along the more adult theme, mature stuff, just because there's an image of Darla wrapped up with police tape covering up her naughty bits, holding a knife, and her is a zombie cheerleader as well, covered in blood. It's kind of funny to see Cassie invited into the academy like the way she is. I was actually generally surprised by that, just because Cassie is obviously a Larry Loner character, but this is really where she comes to learn to work with herself and only Vlad. She has to kind of leave Vlad on the wayside, as she's part of this like Alger gang inside the school. You don't get too much else about what's happening in the academy, except for, again, it's to build up her confidence as a slasher and give her the knowledge she needs to understand that the slashers are happening all over the place, like Finland, Scotland, Japan, and more. The issue ends with Cassie getting her uniform, and when we get a next issue, cover A by Zoe and cover B by EPHK, which has Cassie, I'm assuming it's Cassie, hiding below a counter with a killer bunny after her. Some ads in here, we got Mary Lovett's Crave, The Deviant, A Christmas Story by James Tinney and the Fourth, an ad for the Hackslash Deluxe Edition hardcovers, which were done on Kickstarter, and then the back page, the back of the comic book just has a blank page with like what looks like scratches on it and a blood spatter. Kind of disappointed in the way the back cover is. I thought it'd be great for, you know, some dialogue or some reviews or something. I kind of miss letter pages in issues of Hackslash. Back when Team Seeley first started doing Hackslash, especially as an ongoing series, there was a letter page every issue, and we haven't seen one for quite some time. I do hope that's going to come back. There's a new Hackslash miniseries starting in November. I'm definitely looking forward to that, so you can check out and review when we get wrapped up with Back to School. I've asked Zoe Thorogood to come on the show. Unfortunately, I was told that she doesn't really do interviews, so that's disappointing, but the invitation's always there for her, so... That's all I have to say about the issue. It's a very quick one-and-done read. One of the funny things is that the three new girls on the cover all have red eyes, and they look like they're about to attack Cassie, but they're actually her allies. So I'm definitely going to ask Tim Seeley about that, just because it's a little strange. But I do love the double-page spread of the two girls attacking the tentacle monster. It's just something out of some crazy, just, you know... hentai or anime, which again, I have so many questions to ask Zoe, and I hope she does grant an interview to this podcast sometimes, because I do absolutely love her work, and I do absolutely love her cosplay. She cosplays as Cassie Hack as well, and she looks phenomenal as the character, but I digress. Don't forget to check out the rest of the episodes here on Goth Girl Horror, the Hackslash podcast. This is dedicated to just Hackslash. For anyone who's not familiar with the Hackslash comic book, we don't do movie reviews. So please direct all those movie interviews to some other great podcasts out there that cover them, like Trick or Treat Radio is one I could recommend. They're also based here in Massachusetts. Or Radio of Horror, the radio show I do. You can email me at that, radiohorror@gmail.com. Don't forget to hit the follow button on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, or Amazon Music, and leave a review. 5 stars, please. Send me an email with any feedback you have about the podcast. Do not send it to Tim Seeley. He will direct it just back to me. And thank you once again for tuning in to Goth Girl Horror, the Hackslash podcast.